Somebody asked me a question and he said, Apostle, can you explain, before I start, let me remind you, Muje tuige, come, let us learn. Somebody asked a question and said, Apostle, explain the scripture which says, every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. What does that mean? What does God refer to as dishonoring if a man is praying and his head covered? What is the meaning of all this? Now, when we go back in the Bible, we understand that there was a time when Adam covered his head. How did he cover his head? The covering of the head is the weakness of the man not being able to stand up boldly to tell a woman the right thing to do, just because maybe he fears to go into conflict with a woman, or he could be fearing the woman in one way or another. He could be wanting that kind of a, sometimes I call it false peace in the house. And so the man kind of like keeps quiet, stops from telling the truth, speaking of the truth. Why? Because he doesn't want to insult his wife, or he doesn't want to insult the woman, or he doesn't want to disappoint the woman's intentions, or emotionally get into an emotional conflict with the woman. Yeah, so he keeps his truth to himself. And the woman also being himself, you need to rebuke your woman, you need to correct your woman, you need to, in my language, you need to kukangavla your woman, which means to instruct, to govern, to lead your woman. You don't just let her go astray just for the fact that she will get so angry that even if you go to bed, she will still stay angry. So to attain that kind of false peace in the house, you keep your truth to yourself. That is covering of the head. The Bible says like this. It says God comes to Adam and he says, Adam, because you heed the voice of your wife, because you listen to the voice of your wife, which you knew very well that it was misleading, misguiding, and dislocated from the truth, but you pretended as if she had the truth and you agreed to the nagging voice. So the woman nagged Adam to the extent that Adam's head became covered. The covering of the head also means where the head is literally not allowed to express itself, express its revelation, express its mindset, express its opinion, express God's purpose. Sometimes men come to a level even of compromising their inheritance. Men have married women where men have supposed to even pass on their inheritance, because the inheritance of God and the cultural inheritance of the male figure coming from their forefathers to their future goes through the male figure. And here are women giving birth to children, but they are hindering those children from partaking of the right character, the right order of respecting and honoring their father in the house. And because of this, so the man stops instructing, stops guiding his house, and starts to allow the woman to take the lead in all areas of instructions, guiding, and the man keeps quiet.